This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. Where do you think the Cowboys rank on this list of under 25 talent? They were very, very high on it a year ago. And let's do some Dak Prescott over-unders. The big story that happened yesterday, there was a picture that surfaced, Dak Prescott in a walking boot. And we've been told that, indeed, he's not in a walking boot anymore, according to Todd Archer of ESPN. The source from Brian Broaddus was it was ankle soreness. We also know that Clarence Hill of the Fort Worth Star-Telegram talked with Dak, and Dak said he's great. So, as of now, I don't think anything to worry about. Doesn't seem like there's anything to worry about.
We'll see.
We'll see when we get out there at Oxnard. We'll get eyes, boots on the ground.
Absolutely. If he's out there, and, you know, Eric brought up a very good point. You know, I mean, it's something you just don't kind of wave off or anything like that, and I agree with him. So, if he's out there missing practice or he's not been able to practice all week, you know, heck, it might actually be a pretty good thing because you get, that means Trey Lance will get all the reps.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I'm like, I don't really need Dak out there practicing. I don't really care.
Yeah, if Dak's not out there throwing it around, maybe you get a full day of Trey Lance throwing it around.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see how it goes. But yeah, if they go out there and he's missing practice and missing time because of soreness of his ankle and all that, then I'll be happy to say, well, yeah, everything they talked about in this boot and all that and not being nervous about it all, it is. It's a bunch of BS and stuff like that. But I kind of feel like I worked over there for 14 years. The guys and gals I know over there have been pretty reliable to me on this kind of stuff as well.
Yeah. And especially if he's not in the boot anymore.
Yeah.
Probably not really a need to be worried. But we'll see.
We'll
moving
see.
Forward.
We'll see.
Now, Bill Barnwell, every year at ESPN, along with Aaron Schatz, ESPN writer, they come out with their ranking the NFL teams under 25 talent. Okay. So the standard is number of starts made by players under 25, number of snaps played by players under 25, the quality of play by those players, value and length of player contracts, draft value added in this past year's draft, expected key starters, and then, of course, they'll factor in significant injuries or suspensions that will affect their availability for the upcoming season. So with what you know about the National Football League and some of these teams and maybe some that have a good amount of young players, who do you think would come in as number one among teams under 25 talent?
The only name that really jumps out to me was the youngest team in football last year, the Green Bay Packers.
The Green Bay Packers, and yes, they were the youngest team in football. They are on this list at number 9. Dang. Last year they were 17th, so they have moved up considerably. Their blue chip player is listed as wide receiver Jaden Reed.
Yeah.
Now they don't have Jordan Love, Christian Watson, or their offensive tackle Zach Tom in this anymore. They have graduated. So that's probably why they're
not. I'm going to give you one.
Yeah.
Houston Texans.
Ooh.
Texans are number one.
Yeah, it's good.
Texans have C.J. Stroud, yeah. Will Anderson Jr., Derek Stingley.
They had a lot of draft picks. That's why I did this one.
Absolutely. Yeah. Tank Dell.
Yeah.
One of those. And then, of course, who they just drafted this year, John Mechie's one of those guys. Blake Fisher, who's a right tackle at Notre Dame, we liked quite a bit, yeah. Brian. Mm-hmm. He's going to be part of that group. So, yeah, the Texans come in at number one among the most talent that is under 25, followed by, it is an NFC team.
Chicago.
Bears are 5.
Seattle?
Not Seattle. This team was in the playoffs last year.
I knew Snyder was trying to revamp his whole.
Seattle's 10. Seattle's the top 10 lineup.
Yeah.
Devin Witherspoon, Charles Cross.
Carolina.
It's not San Francisco.
No, I wouldn't say
it's a playoff team. Detroit.
Oh, playoff team.
It's Detroit.
Detroit. Okay.
Lions come in at 2. They got Penei Sewell, Aiden Hutchinson, Sam Laporta, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jahmyr Gibbs, Brian Branch. They just drafted Terrion Arnold. They're loaded with young talent. I could argue the Lions, I mean, it's probably the quarterback puts you over the top at one with C.J. Stroud.
Yeah.
But my goodness, the Lions seem like they're ready to rock. And how about the Ravens being at 3 with Kyle Hamilton, Zay Flowers, Tyler Linderbaum? And then they just drafted Nate Wiggins, Roger Rosengarten, the Washington tackle that you liked quite a bit, Brian.
Yep.
Tight end Isaiah Likely, who I think is ready to break out at any minute. Atlanta's at 4, and then the Bears rounding out your top 5. Now, knowing that, we've pretty much given you the top 10. The Rams are another team in there. The Jags are in there. The Cardinals. Cowboys not listed in the top 10. How low on the list do you think they are?
Man,
16.
All right. Last year, they were 2 on this list, just to add some perspective.
Oh, okay.
Is Micah older than 25 now?
Yes.
And so is CD.
Micah, CD, Deron Bland, and Jake Ferguson all graduated out of this list.
Jeez, even Ferguson?
Mm-hmm.
I think they could be in the 20s then.
21.
Mm.
Tyler Smith is their only listed blue chip player. Now, this can change if you get a good season from Tyler Guyton. Cooper Beebe wins a starting job. Then you're adding your offensive line, throwing in their under 25. But on defense, DeMarvian Overshone's listed, coming back from injury. Mozzie's 23, but he didn't give you much last year. Damone Clark just turned 24. Is he able to get better with Eric Kendricks? And then they drafted Marshawn Nealand in the second round. So,
yeah, that's not really moving the needle.
The Cowboys, you know, go from 2, now you're down to 21. Now we're talking about, okay, these guys are now 26 instead of 25. It's not like you don't have young talent with Micah, CD, Bland, and Ferguson. They are still in the prime of their career, so you shouldn't be really worried about it. But, like, as a team builder, is that an issue for you when you're looking at all of a sudden, crap, now we're not up there amongst the teams with elite talent that's under 25 and younger?
Yeah, it's a little bit arbitrary when you have a bunch of, like, 26-year-olds that are legit. You know?
You go from 2 to 21.
Yeah,
I get it's a fall, but I don't know. I don't think I'm panicking about that just yet. Because I do think Cooper Beebe is going to be good, and I'm very hopeful that Tyler Guyton, considering their track record of first-round picks, is going to come in and play well.
Yeah, yeah. If you're, like, a repeat offender 2-3 years in a row, and you're a bottom third kind of team on a list like this, then you're going, okay, what have we restocked our own pond, so to speak, roster-wise? But 1 year like that, especially when you have a bunch of guys that could potentially be blow-up kind of candidates, like a Tyler Guyton this time next year, you might be like, dude, holy smokes, you know, he's a left tackle that is on his way to dominance. So,
I mean, Deuce Vaughn.
Yeah, Deuce Vaughn, certainly, you know, the jury's still out there. But it doesn't really
not an issue. Not an issue.
No.
All right, let's do some over-unders, Dak Prescott edition, shall we? Hmm. Courtesy of Blogging the Boys, they're setting these for us. You going true?
I'm going true.
All right, you thinking over-under, Dak Prescott, 4,050 passing yards next season.
True. Yeah, I mean, what he was 4,500 yards last year.
Threw for 4,516 last year.
And the first 5 games, he was throwing it inches at a time before they figured out how to play football in 2023. So
Lamb signed?
I would assume CeeDee Lamb is signed, yes.
Yeah, that's
Do you think if CeeDee's not, he would hold out into the season?
I wouldn't put it past anybody. I mean, like I said, Dallas, if you're a player and you hold out, you generally get what you need. But what's that?
I was trying to think Emmett? Of, like, is Emmett the last Cowboy that did that? Like, held out into the season?
Into the season, I would think, yeah.
Zeke seemed prepared to, but they gave Zeke the deal prior.
Right. See, this is going to be when you watch practice and CD's not out. I mean, hopefully they get it done, but it is going to look like before that Amari Cooper trade a little bit out there.
And that's part of the reason why Lamb is like, dude, I would totally hold out because
I hold the leverage.
You're going to go to practice and you're going to be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
We're throwing to our number 2 wide receivers like Jalen Brooks right now.
I will say he throws for over 4,500 yards just because I don't think they'll have a running game.
I think that's the point right there. Because right now they still had Tony Pollard and what did not seem like a great rushing attack go for 1,000 yards. Are we confident they've got 1,000 yard back right now?
Probably don't.
I don't think so.
Oh, absolutely not.
So it might turn into Dak having to throw the ball 35, 38, 40 times a game.
Yeah.
Right now, if they don't have a running game for sure.
And the other thing too is when it comes to the yards, like even in the Packers game, you were getting dominated, and he still ended up throwing for 400 yards.
Yeah, the stats looked good.
Like it was an awful, awful game, but you still end up with 400 yards. I think the yards is
is the easiest you think over.
Yeah.
When it comes to these over unders for him.
Yes, I do, because it's 4,000.
Yeah.
You're talking about 4,000.
And that doesn't even hit. I mean, his career high is 4,900.
Yeah.
Which he hit in 2019.
He's going to, it's this this offense is going to have to be on his back.
No doubt.
I just think the running game is not going to be, it's probably going to be non-existent unless they trade for somebody. But, they're going to, and people out there driving around or listening to us right now are saying, well, what's the difference, Brian? They put it on his back every year anyway.
Mm.
So, yeah, I think that.
The only way he doesn't hit the number of yards is if, like, for instance, this ankle issue is actually an issue where there's an injury where he's missing games. Because if he's playing 16 of the 17 games, he's hitting that.
Yeah.
Okay, over under 29.5 touchdowns.
This is where it's a little bit more difficult. The touchdowns is...
Threw for 36 last year, but then 23 the year before.
But then it was like 37 the year before that.
Yeah, which was his career high.
It can kind of go...
It's been very, very volatile for him.
Yeah, the touchdowns are a tough one, man. I mean, you're definitely going to need CeeDee Lamb for this one.
Well, Cooks had, what, 8 for him last year?
Yeah.
So he got some touchdowns from Cooks that he probably didn't expect.
Is Zeke going to be a touchdown vulture? Do you buy that?
I mean, so that's apparently what they missed. You know, that short yardage, goal line stuff, which we know when you go into the analytics and the numbers, the stats tell you Zeke isn't that great when it comes to short yardage, but the eye test seems to tell us differently. I don't know.
I just kind of feel like that. I'm going to go under on that.
Under on the 29.5?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to lean over, but it could be like 30.
Yeah.
But it's just because of everything we talked about. Like, if they're going to have any success on offense, I think Dak is going to have to be where he's dragging this thing down the field.
How many quarterbacks threw for at least 30 touchdowns last year? Like, if you just had to guess a number.
I'll throw out 6.
I'll go 8.
It was 4.
Wow.
Mm. 4 quarterbacks. And then you had Josh Allen and Tua sitting there with 29.
Okay.
Dang, I would have... Well, I guess they did run for a lot of touchdowns. They're like Raheem Mostert, I think, by himself had damn near 20.
Yeah, they ran for a ton of touchdowns, no doubt about it.
I was surprised that Tua didn't hit that mark.
But, like, the quarterbacks that hit over on the yards, I mean, over 4,000 yards, which is basically the line for Dak, you had 10 quarterbacks hit that number. So hitting over 4,000 yards is much more doable than hitting the 30 touchdowns, generally speaking. But, I mean, even like – and it wasn't like the Chiefs and Mahomes had a great regular season last year. They kind of limped into the postseason. But even Mahomes, we're talking about 27 touchdown passes last year. Like, getting to that 30 number is a nice benchmark. But with the offensive line issues and just the weird volatility of scoring touchdowns, it could be like who scored the touchdown that day. Maybe Dak had a great game, but they ran in the 2 or 3 touchdowns or whatever. So I'd probably go under as well.
Go on the under. Okay, the last one is the interceptions, which was the talking point this time all last year. 11.5 is the over-under on interceptions for Dak. Now, 2 years ago, he had 15, and that's when everybody lost their minds. But it's worth noting that he's only thrown more than 11 interceptions twice in his entire career.
I'm going to say over, and I'm not saying it because I'm a hater. I just think he's going to have to throw more passes.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I since I've gone over on the yards and the in touchdowns for that same reason, I'm going to say over as well. He's just going to put himself at risk because of the amount of attempts.
It's going to be they're maybe behind in games and they can't establish any type of a run, and they've or they've got to keep a lead, so I just think there's going to be. You throw the ball more, there's more possibilities and more chances to throw more interceptions, and it might not be his fault, like we learned a little bit, when he threw the 15.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's not the biggest indictment on you. Josh Allen had 18 interceptions last year. Yeah. You had Patrick Mahomes with 14 last year. Tua had 14. There was 10 guys that had at least 11 last year. And I guess I'd probably go on the over there as well. I like what you guys are doing.
All right, there's the Ceno Cowboys news of the evening. Yeah, I agree.
Just on the volume.
The number of attempts is going to rack that up.
Just on the volume.
And we don't think they're going to be that great of a team. How many times are they going to be milking leads this year as opposed to chasing points in the fourth quarter?
That will factor into it as well. All right, let's get into the top 10. It is the summer of sequels. We talked little movies to open up the show. What are the top 10 movie sequels of all time? And is there a movie you wish they made a sequel for? We'll do that next on The Fan.
About to get you the Wooly Bully top 10 list of the day. Appreciate you hanging out with the G-Bag Nation on a Friday, 1 hour away from what you're drinking, what you're thinking. Eric Nadel, the Hall of Fame voice of the Rangers, joins us as well. Segment here in the Nation is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. Also brought to you by Franklin Frankel. Life is unpredictable and accidents happen. Franklin Frankel, the go-to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact Franklin Frankel for a free consultation. 214-333-3333 or go to truckwreck.com. We'll get you around the bases in 15 minutes, but right now it's time for the Willy Bully Top 10 List of the Day.
Thank you very much, Eric. It's been a summer dominated by the movie sequels. If you look at the top of the box office, it's been the Bad Boys sequel, Inside Out 2. Now you've got Despicable Me 4 that's coming out. So sequels are dominating, and really that's kind of how it's been in recent years. 877-881-1053. What do you think is the best movie sequel? But to take it a step further, what's a movie that you'd like to see a sequel made for? Not a Fan 1053. Our guy on the Twitch chat said Grandma's Boy would be a good sequel, or Strange Wilderness. Two elite comedies. Those would be good sequels.
Two that I haven't seen in quite some time.
Man, very, very good movies. We also got some texts in, like I Am Legend 2 would be really, really good.
Ooh. I think that's on its way, right? That's on the way out, right?
Ooh, you might be right.
Yeah, I believe he's doing one.
Ooh, let's go. I would love an I Am Legend 2. 682 said best sequels, Hangover 2, The Dark Knight, Godfather 2, Road Warrior. 214, best sequels easily, Terminator 2, Short Circuit 2.
Johnny 5, Alive!
Need a Bloodsport sequel. We got a lot of Terminator 2s. The Program should have a sequel. The college football movie, Joe Kane edition, 469.
Yeah, dude, I Am Legend 2 is real, and it's got Will Smith and Michael B. Jordan.
Oh, hell yeah. That's going to be amazing.
That will be. That was an awesome movie.
I Am Legend's really good.
Oh, gosh.
Really good movie. You guys had to have seen Hancock.
Yeah, absolutely.
Speaking of Will Smith.
Dude,
I would have loved a Hancock sequel.
He doesn't get talked about enough as an awesome superhero.
Hancock was an underrated movie. I thought that was more. Really, really good.
I haven't seen it in forever. When did that come out?
Yeah, I think it was like around July 4th weekend, what, 2010 maybe? 2008 is when it came out, directed by Peter Berg. But Hancock was good. I would not have minded a sequel to Hancock. Some of the other movies that I've seen...
Brought us, I don't think has respect for Hancock.
You don't like Hancock?
I saw like little bits of it. Do you have a dog?
I Am Legend.
That's the I Am Legend one.
Then I haven't seen Hancock at
Hancock.
All. So you haven't even seen bits of Hancock?
No.
But you do love all the Mission Impossible.
There it goes again. I've seen bits of it. Yeah. How is that possible? How, every time somebody says that, I've seen a little bit of it here.
No, seriously.
How? How is that possible?
I'll tell you how.
You're flipping through the channels. It's on for 5 minutes. You watch it. They go to commercial. You flip the channel.
I'll tell you what. The Laker series.
Yeah.
About that.
Winning time.
TikTok is what got me started.
Okay, so you guys see clips from TikTok.
You guys were talking about it, but there's like clips that they play. And I felt like I've watched Yellowstone that way too.
Yeah.
You know, there's always like
there's always clips.
Yeah, I feel like I've watched Yellowstone that way. Yeah.
I will say Yellowstone's not a show I've watched. And that's one where it feels daunting now because there's so much of it that I haven't seen. Maybe eventually I'll go back and watch it.
My mom just skipped the Franklin Frankel injury attorney's text line.
Went straight to the source.
She went right to the source. She says she'd like to see Salt 2.
Oh, okay.
The Angelina Jolie vehicle.
Yeah.
She thought the first one was awesome.
Well, did you guys see Wanted with Angelina Jolie?
Yes, where they're bending bullets and stuff or whatever.
I think that's an incredible movie. I love it.
That was a good
really
movie.
Good.
That was a good
movie. I wouldn't mind a Wanted 2.
See, I'm always afraid when Bobby sends us a text because I think he's...
What the hell did Bobby say?
That's good, Bobby. I'm glad you could text back broad as you can't. Oh, wait, no, he put us on the group match. I don't even know what this is.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, Logan Lucky? That's a good call, Bobby. Logan Lucky's
good. I didn't know if he was like kind of ball sacking us
on that's
that
a
one.
Good movie.
Let me see about Logan Lucky here.
The Book of Eli 2 from Tovash. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Lucius, you have any sequels?
Oh, it was already mentioned. The Dark Knight.
Yep, absolutely.
The Godfather 2.
Those are classics.
And I sure would like to see a remake. Well, not a remake, but a part two of Boys in the Hood. Whatever happened to Trey? Yeah. He went off to college. What happened to him? Did he come back and give back to the community? What's going on with Trey?
I think they made Mummy sequels.
They did make Mummy.
Oh, my gosh. Tom Cruise has
I think we've got like four. Yeah. Rush Hour. Oh, they're going with, that's their favorite sequels, The Mummy 2 and Rush Hour 2. There you go. Interstellar should have a sequel. Toy Story 2 is the best of them all. We need a Hawk Tua, the sequel.
I'd like to see like a Days of Thunder.
And she's wanting one too, believe me. Pretty soon that Hawk Tua steam gonna run out.
You think she's gonna run out?
She's gonna need something else.
Dude, I saw she was saying that she's not the one making money on any of these movies.
Yeah, so I'm saying she's gonna better do something. She said she's gonna stay away from OnlyFans too. Tell you what, when that Hawk Tua money getting running out.
She wants to be a comedian.
Yeah,
that's gonna be tough.
Mm.
Hey, dude, she's gonna get a chance though.
Yeah, she will.
But, she's the door's open there for her.
She absolutely is. Lucy, did you see Dread with Carl Urban? Came out back in 2012.
I don't think I have.
That movie was badass. I would not mind. And I think it was a reboot. Like, it was an old movie that they remade with Judge Dredd. I would love to see a Dredd sequel. That movie was actually under the radar good. Some of the honorable mentions we've got, John Wick Chapter 2.
Watched a little John Wick the other day.
How'd you like that?
I like it.
It's good.
I like how they have, like, honor and stuff like that. Like, if you get to the hotel, they can't do anything to you.
Until they do. Now you.
But there's then they get to like.
What's the word for it when you're like kicked out now? There's a good funny word for it.
I don't know what
they say in there.
I just know
somebody will text in 877-881-1053.
I just know like when they talk about the duel and how many paces and what they're gonna do and a lot of honor in that. It looks like
excommunicado. I think that's what it is.
Oh, there you go.
He's excommunicado.
Yeah.
Memento Part 2. Memento is a hell of a movie. Top Gun Maverick is an honorable mention. Lethal Weapon 2, Rocky 2, and Deadpool 2. And we got Deadpool
Part
3 coming
out. Do you guys feel like that we're not very creative anymore, that we're having to make sequel movies?
For sure.
Yeah.
That we're not, you know, we don't have.
Well, we are very creative, but the people that's putting the money up for the movies are like tech bros and venture capitalists.
Yeah.
So they're just going to go with wins.
Okay.
What rings ears.
Okay.
And they're not really wanting to take a risk on being creative.
So we can't make any more creative movies anymore then?
Yeah. Well, they're just done. You got to like search for them. They're not just going to be in the theater for you.
They're not getting all the money.
Right.
Like $8 million budget.
Yeah, like A24 was one of those studios that would pump out a lot of those. They started winning Oscars, you know, Academy Awards, and now they've even become a studio that's not really funding for the smaller, low budget movies that are going to be artsy and creative. Yeah. Now it's all about
give me
the superhero.
A part two with a big name in it.
Yeah, it's a superhero genre.
That's all they want to do.
Mm-hmm. Constantine would be a good one. Yeah, 304. Back to the Future Part 2 is 11. Just on the outside.
I know this so good.
Caddyshack 2 sucked.
Okay. Yeah, it wasn't good.
I was going to say, though, there's some of those movies
like
that,
The Sandlot 2, not good.
Really?
Yeah. It's not the same. It's not good. Jaws 2, Equalizer 2.
Jaws, dude, there's another one.
Equalizer.
Whiplash 2 with J.K. Simmons would not be bad. Whiplash is such a good movie from the 2 and 4. Number 10, best sequels of all time is Star Trek 2, The Wrath of Khan. Khan!
Were you a Star Trek guy, Wolchuk?
Not really.
Yeah.
I lean more
I
Star Wars.
I watched it.
But I saw some. My dad likes Star Trek.
Yeah.
Dr. Spock.
Bits of it, right, Lucius? Bits of it.
Yeah. I've seen a little bit here and there.
Long and prosper.
I'll tell you what, I knew one thing. If you're one of the dudes that was wearing like the red.
You're a badass?
And they went, no, you went red jersey down to the planet wherever they were going, you were going to get killed.
Okay. That was the tell.
Always those dudes got wiped out.
It's security like a rodeo dudes, clown.
Yeah. Like, you know, nobody else of the main cast. It was always a dude in the red shirt that got wiped out.
Crap.
Yeah, you're going down there, you're going to get something bad's going to happen to you.
9 is Spider-Man 2 with Tobey Maguire. It is a fantastic.
It's funny because Walchuk's wearing red today.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I'm the guy that's going to get whacked.
Yeah.
8 is Toy Story 2.
Hey, somebody on the fan text says a Harlem Nights 2. Yes, Harlem Nights 2 would be amazing, fam.
Hmm. They need a Dirty Rotten Scoundrels 2.
Oh, that was a good movie.
Yeah, Dirty Rotten Scoundrels was good. Blazing Saddles 2. Blazing Saddles is fantastic. 7, Captain America, The Winter Soldier. 6, Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. I'm surprised that's not higher. 5 is Aliens.
Hey, you better be careful what you say about Lord of the Rings. Wolchuk will come over that studio.
More so Harry Potter, but Lord of the Rings is that's freaking true. Epic.
You feel bad now?
I didn't even get it right.
No, yeah. I mean, Return of the King, the only film that's ever had a clean sweep. People love their Lord of the Rings, man.
Oh, wow.
Have you never seen it?
No.
Dude, what's wrong with you?
A lot.
4 is The Godfather Part 2. 3 is Terminator 2 Judgment Day.
That's been texted in. So
it seems like it's everyone's number one on the text line.
2, is that with the liquid guy?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah,
can't get rid of Liquid Guy.
Nah, he was intense.
Yeah.
Yes.
We were shooting like big missiles through him and stuff.
I didn't think they were going to win. Two is The Dark Knight, which would be my one. But number one is Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back. It's hard to argue that. That is a fantastic one.
Yeah, those first couple are phenomenal.
Yeah, the first three, the original three.
So good.
Are really fantastic. They really are. There's your top 10 of the day. Coming up, let's do Around the Bases, shall we? Brought to you by Uber Eats. A look back at the All-Star Game in Arlington, which maybe Brian Broaddus remembers. And what's the reason you ever quit playing something? That's next in The Fan. Thank you, Lucius. About to go Around the Bases. Brought to you by Uber Eats. And then we'll do a little football's finest. Maybe a shout-out and a happy birthday to Zero during The Finest, our former producer with the nosebleed seats. When we were on at night, we got the Hall of Famer Eric Nadel coming on with some What You Drinking and What You Thinking as we enter the expressway as well. We take you till 6:30, leading into Rangers pregame as they take on the Rays. We just had a final in the quarters. France is advancing on PKs as they knock off Portugal. What a couple of matches we were able to enjoy today. Earlier, of course, it was Germany, who ended up losing to Spain, and that's the host nation in Germany. So now both host nations out in the Copa with the United States, and then Germany out in the Euros, but France and Spain both advancing today to the semifinals in the Euros, which will continue tomorrow. But do have some Ranger news for you. Dane Dunning is going on the IL. He's got some right shoulder soreness. That's according to Kennedy Landry of MLB.com, who's, of course, out there. Josh Smith is out today. He's out with glute tightness, same thing that sidelined him for a bit in June, though he hopes it'll only keep him out a day or two. So not in the lineup. It'll be Jonathan Ornelas who will be taking over at third base today for the Texas Rangers, as Michael Lorenzen is on the bump. So it'll be Simeon, Seager, and Lowe, second, short, and first. And then Ornelas will be batting ninth, will be playing third. We also had Josh Spores is back in the Rangers clubhouse. He is going to be activated with Dane Dunning going on the IL. So Sporzy is back, made 7 minor league rehab appearances with Round Rock. Sean McFarland noting that his velocity isn't quite where he wants it to be, but he feels good, likes the shape of his pitches. So your World Series hero, Sporzy, back. Dane Dunning on the IL. Josh Smith out tonight, but hopefully not something that will sideline him for an extended period of time. So here's your Rangers injury updates.
Looking forward to seeing Sporzy back in there. He's our guy.
He is our guy.
And watching Josh Smith play defense has been a real joy.
It has. Mm-hmm. And he's a guy that can play every infield spot. He's played left field. I mean, the utility.
And it's like highlight reel plays.
He's unreal. Like, he's unreal.
Any spot you put him in, he's good for at least one sort of defensive moment every time he's out there.
He has. Marcus Semien back in the lineup after a day off yesterday. And as I mentioned, will be leading off for the Rangers. Now, we found out earlier that Alec Bohm will be entering the 2024 Home Run Derby from the Philadelphia Phillies. So it's him and Gunnar Henderson. However, Juan Soto of the Yankees has said he will not be participating. So his teammate Aaron Judge, we already knew, would not be participating. I wonder if Vladimiro Jr., who won the Home Run Derby last year in Seattle, will say, I'm interested, but we've got the new format, which we've told you about. So right now, just two players committed. We know Shohei is not going to be playing. Yordan Alvarez is not going to be participating either, so we'll see.
Would it be entertaining, fun, funny, or just sad if we tried to do a old-timers baseball home run derby?
Huh.
I was thinking,
like, if these guys don't want to really do it,
like, we bring back like Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah.
Maybe we get Adrian Beltre out there.
Do you bring in the outfield a little bit? That's what I was wondering.
That's a fair question. I'm open to all suggestions, but I think watching old-timers swing it,
I think it'd be kind of cool to have dudes that don't hit home runs try.
a bunch of leadoff hitters.
A bunch of just like, if you hit a home run, it's a surprise.
The blooper derby.
The worst of the worst. Like,
the bloop single derby.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're...
The line drive derby.
Yeah, you're hitting line shots, but then all of a sudden you're... Oh wait, he got that one. Barely gets over the fence. Some kids out there like scaling the wall, trying to bring it back.
Any way to put a little twist on this thing might be kind of cool. But that just kind of Don Don.
I think
like
the
getting,
I think the
Barry
old
Bonds out there.
I think the old time.
Hacks.
I think the old time Derby would be better than my that mine that they don't hit home runs.
Yeah, you're.
Yeah, I do too. I think there'd be some enjoyment. Now some of these old schools guys would not like to see Barry Bonds or Mark McGwire or Sammy Sosa because of the steroid usage. So they might be out of this thing. I don't know. I personally would not care. Go ahead and have them out there and take swings.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine if you don't want them in your Hall of Fame, if that's what you want to do.
But they
okay?
hit home runs.
I would
runs.
Disagree with it, but fine. But we're just here to have a good night for the home run throwback derby.
And let's juice the balls. I'm
yes.
with you. Yes.
Yeah, juice them,
juice
man.
The balls.
Yes. Put lead in those bats.
Yeah. Absolutely. Cork those.
Aluminum. Let's go with aluminum bats. I want to hear it. Ping.
There you go. Yeah.
Ping. Yeah, there's something fun about that.
How about then just go pitching machines?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Just go pitching machines.
Just batting cage style?
Yeah, just straight down the middle every single time.
Look, no disrespect to Tony Beasley. He hasn't had a great showing when it comes to being the pitcher for these.
You just call out the third base coach of the Rangers for doing a poor job.
I don't think I'm the only person that has.
I think he was warranted, Broadus, I got to say.
Whoa.
I'm going to let that stand.
Didn't give our guys a good chance out there.
Man.
And maybe we get Mike out there. Let's let Baskey go ahead.
I think the first thing at first I'm going to
do. He can throw a fat meatball. He's pretty good.
Barry Bonds shows up for the old man derby.
Yeah.
And Baskey goes
how
to the mound.
How amazing would that be? Mike versus Barry for old time's sake?
That would be cool. Yes.
That'd be awesome. It'd
be extremely one-sided, and I'm here for it.
I would love that. Now, shout out to Bo Jackson. He is finally getting a Hall of Fame induction with the Kansas City Royals. He will be inducted into the Royals Hall of Fame during an on-field ceremony, which I believe will be tomorrow between the Royals and the Guardians. So he spent 5 of his 8 MLB seasons with the Royals. In 1989, he was named the MVP of the All-Star Game. And congratulations to one of the best just overall athletes that we've ever seen.
And he's been cleared of his everlasting hiccups as well.
Yes.
Oh. That's a nightmare.
Did we find out like what the cure was?
No, I don't know. He had the surgery.
Damn.
Okay, so it was surgery.
So the surgery worked.
Yeah, he had the surgery.
He was doing outlandish things.
Yeah. And you know what? I probably would
Stunk's
too.
Butt and everything. Like yeah. Some crazy stuff.
I think it might have been porcupine.
Yeah.
Whoa, dude, a porcupine.
Serious. Porcupine rear end. He was whiffing away at it just to, I mean, anything. Who wouldn't? If you had a years long hiccup
everything,
thing
bro.
And somebody comes to you with a suggestion, okay. You're gonna be like, sure, I will try it.
I just want
to
go around the room real quick. You had the hiccups as bad as Bo Jackson did.
Yep.
To get rid of them, you have to swim in poo water.
Oh, come on, brother.
Wow.
You have to swim. You have to swim a lap. Like, you just have to go one lap.
In Paris.
In Paris poo water to get rid of your hiccups.
I think I'm going
to
do it. There's risk of death involved with the poo water. I'm not dying because of the hiccups.
What's the distance here?
You got to go up and then back.
Yeah, but the river is like extremely long.
Regulation pool.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't know the distance matters. There's a reason it's illegal to swim in there.
I would say we're talking about roughly 5 minutes worth of swimming.
Yes, and you get rid of the hiccups.
I do think I would get to a point because I had hiccups like a couple of weeks ago for the first time
stink.
In a while.
They do.
They wear you out.
They do.
But it's just the fear of everything else that can come from all of that poop water.
Okay, you're out.
I think I'd be out.
You go lifetime supply of hiccups over 5 minutes
or potential
of poo
death
water.
Of the poo water.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
There's massive risks involved with that.
Lucius?
Yeah, I'm purifying myself in the poo for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Bo Jackson ever imagined he would let people try and scare him or he would hang upside down for hours at a time or smell the ass of a porcupine. But when you're sitting there with ridiculous chronic hiccups for well over a year, you start to reimagine.
10 minutes of hiccups is unbearable.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. It stinks.
So a full year, I bet I'd get a week into this thing and I'd be like, Broadus, bring the poo water. I'm ready to go for a dive.
I get the fear. I get the feeling that Lucius fears the hiccup more than anything.
I do. Yeah.
The hiccup is a pain in the butt.
Like, he sounds like, to me, he will do anything not to have the hiccups.
Okay, two and four says people have died from exhaustion from hiccups.
Yeah.
If there's death involved with hiccups, maybe I would. Either way, there's a risk of death here. If I could die from the hiccups, then maybe I'd jump in the poo water.
And at this point, Walchuk, you've sort of built up an immunity to any sort of skin rashes. So
I've done a good
element,
job like, really weathering that storm.
You have.
Is your back?
Except for the armpit stuff. Like that was all you. I don't know what you did to get all the armpit rashes.
I'm
I never had to deal with that area.
I'm very serious about that one, dude. Lucius, you ever had a too much aluminum in your
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And your armpits literally burn and itch and sting?
What is that? Was that right guard? Yeah. Right guard to tear me up, bro. That, yeah, I don't mess with that anymore. Yeah. Set me on fire.
Don't put that Gillette under your arm.
Walk around like this, like you're half buff, you know what I mean? But really, it's just because you don't want to put your arms together.
Yeah, you just need to air them things out.
Watch out, man. We jack.
I can't wait till tomorrow's reads and Lucius. I'm here for right guard.
It's the best. I love it so much.
I don't want to stink. But hey, right guard, get some.
Yeah. I'll take a rash.
Later. Bye.
Yeah, you want to smell eighth grade boy? Right guard.
Get you some right guard. We got the latest MLB trade rumors. Mets are focused on buying at the deadline.
Are they?
Surprising, I know.
All right.
Angels are listening to offers on some of their closers. Now, there is a name that we've thrown out there for the Rangers.
I watched them today against the Cubs. They didn't look too good.
They didn't look good. Would the Rangers look to sell this piece? Here's Ken Rosenthal with more on Max Scherzer.
First person to ask that question would be Max. That's the guy we would have to ask that of because he has a full no trade. I'm not sure he wants to be deadline fodder again. It's happened to him multiple times in his career. But at the same time, he knows he's nearing the end, and he knows there are only so many opportunities to go win. So I don't know that it can be ruled out. And certainly the money with him is interesting because the Mets are paying almost three-fourths of his $43 million salary. So you're essentially looking at a $13 million player, and by the deadline, it's a $4 million player. Teams can generally take that kind of money. And on top of all that, he's come back, and he's pitching well, and he seems to be healthy. So this is a question that is going to come up. I'm not sure what the answer is. I'm not sure what Max's feelings are, and I'm not sure what the Rangers' feelings are. But certainly he is an intriguing name right now.
He is, and he's pitching well. I mean, in his three starts for the Rangers, he's looked really good.
Yes.
And he is a free agent after this year, right? We were talking about the weight of like, all right, well, how much, you know, if you're the Rangers and he's hurt, and if you're Max, it's like, am I going to go out there if I'm not? That is an interesting, if the Rangers end up taking offers and fielding offers, I think Max Scherzer, Kirby Yates, these guys that are impending free agents, those are the kind of guys that you're going to list as, all right, if you're interested, these are the names.
Yeah, yeah. If you're going to be sellers and you're kind of chalking the season up to didn't quite work out for you, I think Max Scherzer would be at the top of the list of dudes you'd be trying to flip because for all the reasons you just mentioned. But his no trade clause makes it a little bit more interesting on how you could try and pull that off. How picky is he going to be? You're assuming anybody that's offering on him is a win now.
Yeah, like the Orioles right or, kind of you know, name sure. fill in the blank team. Like last year, he waived it for the Rangers.
And if you're Scherzer and you're thinking, hey, I'm only going to be here for a few months anyways, like maybe he already kind of sees the idea that, hey, the Rangers aren't bringing him back. So he's going to end up having to relocate anyways here in a few months. I mean, maybe he'd be open. I don't know.
He's getting paid by three teams.
A lot of money, too.
Dude, he's like the second Nationals, highest paid on the Mets right
the
now.
The Nationals are still paying him. The Mets are still paying him. And then the Rangers are paying him.
And the Rangers are paying him the least at $12.5 million.
At $12.5 million.
The Mets are still paying him $30 million. He's making a ridiculous amount of money. It's crazy.
But if you're him, he won the World Series last year.
Yeah.
Do you just say, no, I want to ride this out?
I think that he might.
Yeah.
I think after winning the World Series last year, I think he rides this thing.
And I wonder if there's a chance that he'd say, I want to come back here. I mean, Bochy teams usually do end up winning the World Series again in the other year. Yeah. You know, it's like win one, miss the playoffs. Win one, miss the playoffs, win one. And I'll take that trade-off. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, maybe you flip him here at this deadline and then you trade back for him again at next year's deadline.
You just re-sign him. Oh, yeah, you could do that too. Yeah. That'd be fun. Shout out to Sebastian Walcott. He has been selected to play in the 2024 All-Star Futures game.
How old is that kid?
He's like 18.
He's playing some good baseball here as of late as well.
He's 18, 6'4". He's been crushing the ball. He really, really has. So that'll be fun to see him in the All-Star Futures game.
Did we not pay attention to him during when we were there for training camp?
He was always on the other. He never was.
He was probably playing the two game.
Yeah.
He never was in front of us that much. Huh?
No. Okay. Baskey would go over to the B fields or whatever and watch him.
Okay.
And give some scouting reports, but he never played like right in front of us.
Okay.
There's Around the Bases brought to you by Uber Eats coming up next. Let's do some football's finest, shall we?
Yes, sir. A former Cowboys receiver has some CeeDee Lamb critiques. That's next here in the Nation.
Thank you, Lucius. About to go Around the Bases brought to you by Uber Eats, and then we'll do a little football's finest. Maybe a shout out and a happy birthday to Zero. during the Finest, our former producer with the nosebleed seats when we were on at night. We got the Hall of Famer Eric Nadel coming on with some What You Drinking and What You Thinking as we enter the expressway as well. We take you till 6:30, leading into Rangers pregame as they take on the Rays. We just had a final in the quarters. France is advancing on PKs as they knock off Portugal. What a couple of matches we were able to enjoy today. Earlier, of course, it was Germany who ended up losing to Spain. And that's the host nation in Germany. So now both host nations out in the Copa with the United States. Yeah. And then Germany out in the Euros. But France and Spain both advancing today to the semifinals in the Euros, which will continue tomorrow. But do have some Ranger news for you. Dane Dunning is going on the IL. He's got some right shoulder soreness. That's according to Kennedy Landry of MLB.com, who's, of course, out there. Josh Smith is out today. He's out with glute tightness, same thing that sidelined him for a bit in June, though he hopes it'll only keep him out a day or two. So not in the lineup. It'll be Jonathan Ornelas who will be taking over at third base today for the Texas Rangers as Michael Lorenzen is on the bump. So it'll be Simeon, Seager, and Lowe, second, short, and first. And then Ornelas will be batting ninth, will be playing third. We also had Josh Spores is back in the Rangers clubhouse. He is going to be activated with Dane Dunning going on the IL. So Sporzy is back, made 7 minor league rehab appearances with Round Rock. Sean McFarland noting that his velocity isn't quite where he wants it to be, but he feels good, likes the shape of his pitches. So your World Series hero, Sporzy, back. Dane Dunning on the IL. Josh Smith out tonight, but hopefully not something that will sideline him for an extended period of time. So here's your Rangers injury updates.
Looking forward to seeing Sporzy back in there. He's our guy.
He is our guy.
And watching Josh Smith play defense has been a real joy.
It has. Mm-hmm. And he's a guy that can play every infield spot. He's played left field. I mean, the utility.
And it's like a highlight reel play.
He's unreal. He's unreal.
Any spot you put him in, he's good for at least one wow sort of defensive moment every time he's out there.
He has. Marcus Semien back in the lineup after a day off yesterday. And as I mentioned, will be leading off for the Rangers. Now, we found out earlier that Alec Bohm will be entering the 2024 Home Run Derby from the Philadelphia Phillies. So it's him and Gunnar Henderson. However, Juan Soto of the Yankees has said he will not be participating. So his teammate Aaron Judge, we already knew, would not be participating. I wonder if Vladimir Jr., who won the Home Run Derby last year in Seattle, will say, I'm interested, but we've got the new format, which we've told you about. So right now, just two players committed. We know Shohei's not going to be playing. Yordan Alvarez is not going to be participating either, so we'll see.
Would it be entertaining, fun, funny, or just sad if we tried to do a old-timers baseball home run derby?
Huh.
I was thinking,
like, if these guys don't want to really do it,
like, we bring back like Ken Griffey Jr.
Yeah.
Maybe we get Adrian Beltre out there.
Let's
bring in the outfield a little bit? Or
that's
is it
what I was
regulation?
Wondering. I was wondering
that's a fair question. I'm open to all suggestions, but I think watching
I'm here for it, though.
Swing,
yeah,
I think it might be cool.
I think it'd be kind of cool to have dudes that don't hit home runs try.
a bunch of leadoff
yeah,
hitters.
A bunch of just like, if you hit a home run, it's a surprise.
It's the blooper derby.
The worst of the worst. Like,
the bloop single derby.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're
the line drive derby.
Yeah, you're hitting line shots, but then all of a sudden you're, oh wait, he got that one. You know, just barely gets over the fence. Some kids out there like scaling the wall, trying to bring it back.
Any way to put a little twist on this thing might be kind of cool. But that just kind of dawned on me.
I think the old time derby would be better than mine that they don't hit home runs.
Yeah, I
do too. I think there'd be some enjoyment. Now, some of these old schools guys would not like to see Barry Bonds or Mark McGwire or Sammy Sosa because of the steroid usage. So they might be out of this thing. I don't know. I personally would not care. Go ahead and have them out there and take swings.
Yeah, I mean, that's fine if you don't want them in your Hall of Fame, if that's what you want to do.
But they hit home runs.
I would disagree with it, but fine. But we're just here to have a good night for
A-Rod,
the home run throwback derby.
And let's juice the balls.
With you. Juice
the balls.
Yes. Put lead in those bats.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Aluminum. Let's go with aluminum bats. I want to hear it. Ping!
There you go. Yeah.
Ping. Yeah, there's something fun about that.
How about then just go pitching machines?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
Just go pitching machines.
Just batting cage style?
Yeah, just straight down the middle every single time.
Look, no disrespect to Tony Beasley. He hasn't had a great showing when it comes to being the pitcher for these.
Did you just call out the third base coach of the Rangers for doing a poor job?
I don't think I'm the only person that has.
I think he was warranted, Broadus, I got to say.
Whoa.
I'm going to let that stand.
Didn't give our guys a good chance out there.
Man.
And maybe we get Mike out there. Let's let Baskey go ahead.
I think the first thing at first I'm going to
do. He can throw a fat meatball. He's pretty good.
Barry Bonds shows up for the old man derby.
Yeah.
And Baskey goes
how
to the
amazing
mound.
Would that be? Mike versus Barry for that old time's sake?
That would be cool.
That'd be awesome.
Be extremely one-sided, and I'm here for it.
I would love that. Now, shout out to Bo Jackson. He is finally getting a Hall of Fame induction with the Kansas City Royals. He will be inducted into the Royals Hall of Fame during an on-field ceremony, which I believe will be tomorrow between the Royals and the Guardians. So he spent 5 of his 8 MLB seasons with the Royals in 1989. He was named the MVP of the All-Star Game. And congratulations to one of the best just overall athletes that we've ever seen.
And he's been cleared of his everlasting hiccups as well.
Yes.
That's a nightmare.
Did we find out, like, what the cure was?
No, I don't know. He had the surgery.
Damn.
Okay, so it was surgery.
So the surgery worked.
Yeah, he had a surgery.
He was doing outlandish things.
Yeah. And you know what? I probably would,
Stunk's
too.
Butt and everything. Like, yeah. Some crazy stuff.
I think it might have been porcupine.
Yeah.
Whoa, dude, porcupine.
Serious. Porcupine rear end. He was whiffing away at it just to, I mean, anything. Who wouldn't? If you had a years-long hiccup
everything,
thing,
bro.
And somebody comes to you with a suggestion, okay. You're going to be like, sure, I will try it.
I just want
to
go around the room real quick. You had the hiccups as bad as Bo Jackson did.
Yep.
To get rid of them, you have to swim in poo water.
Oh, come on, Rod.
Wow.
You have to swim. You have to swim a lap. Like, you just have to go one lap.
In Paris.
In Paris poo water to get rid of your hiccups.
I think I'm going
to
do it. There's risk of death involved with the poo water. I'm not dying because of the hiccups.
What's the distance here?
You got to go up and then back.
Yeah, but the river's like extremely long.
Regulation pool.
Okay.
Honestly, I don't know the distance matters. I would say there's a reason it's illegal to swim in there.
I would say we're talking about roughly 5 minutes worth of swimming.
Yes, and you get rid of the hiccups.
I do think I would get to a point, because I had hiccups like a couple of weeks ago for the first time
stink.
In a while.
They do.
They wear you out,
bro. Dude, they do.
But it's just the fear of everything else that can come from all of that poop water.
Okay, you're out.
I think I'd be out.
You go lifetime supply of hiccups over 5 minutes
or potential
of poo
death
water.
Of the poo water.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
There's massive risks involved with that.
Lucius?
Yeah, I'm purifying myself in the poo for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Bo Jackson ever imagined he would let people try and scare him, or he would hang upside down for hours at a time, or smell the ass of a porcupine. But when you're sitting there with ridiculous chronic hiccups for well over a year, you start to reimagine.
10 minutes of hiccups is unbearable.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It stinks.
So a full year, I bet I'd get a week into this thing, and I'd be like, Broadus, bring the poo water. I'm ready to go for a dive.
I get the feeling that Lucius fears the hiccup more than anything.
I do, yeah.
The hiccup is a pain in the butt.
Like, he sounds like, to me, he will do anything not to have the hiccups.
Okay, 2 and 4 says people have died from exhaustion from hiccups.
Yeah.
If there's death involved with hiccups, maybe I would. Either way, there's a risk of death here. If I could die from the hiccups, then maybe I'd jump in the poo water.
And at this point, Walchuk, you've sort of built up an immunity to any sort of skin rashes. So at least
I've done a good job weathering that storm.
You have.
Is your back
except for the armpit stuff. Like that was all you. I don't know what you did to get all the armpit rashes. I never had to deal with that area.
I'm very serious about that one, dude. Lucius, you ever had a too much aluminum in your
yeah, 100%. Deodorant? Yeah.
And your armpits literally burn and itch and sting?
What is that? Was that Right Guard?
Yeah.
Right, gotta tear me up, bro. I don't mess with that anymore.
Brand.
Set me on fire.
Mm-mm. Don't put that Gillette under your
arm. Walk around like this, like you're half buff, you know what I mean? But really, it's just because you don't want to put your arms together.
Yeah, you just need to air them things out.
Watch out, man. We jack.
I can't wait till tomorrow's reads and Lucius. I'm here for Right Guard.
It's the best. I love it
so
much.
I don't want to stink. But hey, Right Guard, get some.
Yeah. I'll take a rash.
Later. Bye.
Yeah, you want to smell like 8th grade boy? Right Guard.
Get you some Right Guard. We got the latest MLB trade rumors. Mets are focused on buying at the deadline.
Are they?
Surprising, I know.
All right.
Angels are listening to offers on some of their closers. Now, there is a name that we've thrown out there for the Rangers.
I watched them today against the Cubs. They didn't look too good.
They didn't look good. Would the Rangers look to sell this piece? Here's Ken Rosenthal with more on Max Scherzer.
First person to ask that question would be Max. That's the guy we would have to ask that of because he has a full no trade. I'm not sure he wants to be deadline fodder again. It's happened to him multiple times in his career. But at the same time, he knows he's nearing the end, and he knows there are only so many opportunities to go win. So I don't know that it can be ruled out. And certainly the money with him is interesting because the Mets are paying almost three-fourths of his $43 million salary. So you're essentially looking at a $13 million player, and by the deadline, it's a $4 million player. Teams can generally take that kind of money. And on top of all that, he's come back, and he's pitching well, and he seems to be healthy. So this is a question that is going to come up. I'm not sure what the answer is. I'm not sure what Max's feelings are, and I'm not sure what the Rangers' feelings are. But certainly he is an intriguing name right now.
He is, and he's pitching well. I mean, in his three starts for the Rangers, he's looked really good.
Yes.
And he is a free agent after this year, right? We were talking about the weight of like, all right, well, how much, you know, if you're the Rangers and he's hurt, and if you're Max, it's like, am I going to go out there if I'm not? That is an interesting, if the Rangers end up taking offers and fielding offers, I think Max Scherzer, Kirby Yates, these guys that are impending free agents, those are the kind of guys that you're going to list as, all right, if you're interested, these are the names.
Yeah, yeah. If you're going to be sellers and you're kind of chalking the season up to didn't quite work out for you, I think Max Scherzer would be at the top of the list of dudes you'd be trying to flip because for all the reasons you just mentioned. But his no trade clause makes it a little bit more interesting on how you could try and pull that off. How picky is he going to be? You're assuming anybody that's offering on him is a win now.
Yeah, like the Orioles or, kind of team, you know, name fill in the blank team. Like last year, he waived it for the Rangers.
And if you're Scherzer and you're thinking, hey, I'm only going to be here for a few months anyways, like maybe he already kind of sees the idea that, hey, the Rangers aren't bringing him back. So he's going to end up having to relocate anyways here in a few months. I mean, maybe he'd be open. I don't know.
He's getting paid by three teams.
A lot of money, too.
Dude, he's like the second Nationals, highest paid on the Mets right now.
The Nationals are still paying him. The Mets are still paying him. And then the Rangers are paying him.
And the Rangers are paying him the least at $12.5 million.
Yeah.
The Mets are still paying him $30 million. I mean, he's making a ridiculous amount of money. It's crazy.
But if you're him, he won the World Series last year.
Yeah.
Do you just say, no, I want to ride this out?
I think that he might.
I think
after winning the World Series last year, I think he rides this thing.
And I wonder if there's a chance that he'd say, yeah, I want to come back here. I mean, Bochy teams usually do end up winning the World Series again in the other year.
Yeah.
You know, it's like win one, miss the playoffs. Win one, miss the playoffs, win one. And I'll take that trade-off. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, maybe you flip him here at this deadline and then you trade back for him again at next year's deadline.
You just re-sign him. Oh, yeah, you could do that too. Yeah. That'd be fun. Shout out to Sebastian Walcott. He has been selected to play in the 2024 All-Star Futures game.
How old is that kid?
He's like 18.
He's playing some good baseball here as of late as well.
He's 18, 6'4". He's been crushing the ball. He really, really has. So that'll be fun to see him in the All-Star Futures game.
Did we not pay attention to him during when we were there for training camp?
He was always on the other. He was
probably playing the two game.
Yeah,
he never was in front of us that much. Huh?
No. Okay. Baskey would go over to the like the B fields or whatever and watch him.
Okay.
And give some scouting reports, but he never played like right in front of us.
Okay.
There's Around the Bases brought to you by Uber Eats. Coming up next, let's do some football's finest, shall we?
Yes, sir. A former Cowboys receiver has some CeeDee Lamb critiques. That's next here in the Nation.